Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I am Kate Constable filling in for PJ today, helping you get ready for your weekend of betting. We've got a ton going on this weekend. College football, college basketball is now in action. NFL, NBA, a full slate today. We've got it all covered for you. We're going to start things off with Gridiron Glass, and then we'll go off the glass, talk a little NBA, a huge slate today. Matt Horner will join us from Model Making Money, give us some five-star plays from the BetQL model, and then we'll wrap things up with college football plays and our best bets, of course, to get you going into the weekend. We want to hear from you, so send in your questions, comments, your best bets for today. After all, the show is called Send It In. Put those in the chat, and we'll get those answered or comment on your comments throughout the show. If you missed anything from today, you can catch everything on the Send It In podcast. That's available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Glass is in session. Gridiron Glass, week 10 in the NFL. A very large slate, four teams on a bye, but we start things off early in Germany. If the NFL has wanted to grow the game at all, which is exactly why they're doing all these international games, I'm not sure these two teams are the ones to do it. But nonetheless, we have the Giants and the Panthers playing in Germany this week. So a very early kick on Sunday morning. Giants laying 6.5, a very large spread for two teams that are just straight up bad. Like, let's be real here. Neither of these teams are any good, but money keeps coming in on the Giants, moving that number up. The total's 40.5. It's come down from 41.5. I like the under here. No passing game for either of these teams. Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, I don't trust either of them. The Panthers, they've been selling off all their parts. Deontay Johnson is gone. Jonathan Mingo traded away. Adam Thielen still isn't back. I believe he's listed as questionable right now to play. So really the only wide receiver that the Panthers have to go to is Xavier Leggett, and he can't do it all. So it's going to be a big ground game for both of these teams, and I think that's going to slow things down and lend itself to a little bit lower scoring of a game. A big game maybe for Tyrone Tracy, the Giants running back. Maybe you look at his rushing attempts over, or maybe an anytime touchdown for Chuba Hubbard, the running back for the Panthers. But either way, I think we're going to see a very large volume from the run game in this one. Under 40.5 is my favorite play here. If you even wanted to look at a first quarter or first under, just knowing that both of these teams are out of their routine, they've had travel, you know, things are thrown off, and NFL players are so into their routine each week. So when that gets thrown off, oftentimes we see a lot of unders. So I like the under 40.5 in the Germany game, Giants and Panthers. Bears and Patriots. As a Bears fan, I'm not really looking forward to this one because every week it seems like the Bears just let me down. They're laying 6 at home right now, which feels like a big number considering the performance that we've seen from Chicago the last 2 weeks, but they are playing the Patriots, who are not a great football team right now. But for me, this one is Patriots or pass. I mentioned it. The Bears are a mess right now. There's questions about whether Matt Eberflus, the head coach, has lost the team. DJ Moore doesn't seem like he wants to be in Chicago anymore. You have a secondary for the Bears that's extremely banged up. They're missing a ton of pieces. They're missing a couple pieces on the offensive line as well. And the Bears offense has only scored 24 points in the last 2 weeks combined. Now, the Patriots aren't all that great, but Drake May has looked better throughout his, you know, every week that he's on the field. I know he missed a little time with that concussion, but he's able to keep that passing game moving for New England. So I have not played anything in this one yet. I probably won't because I don't want to be let down by the Bears in multiple ways this week, but I do lean towards the Patriots getting just under a touchdown on the road. So Pats or pass at +6 for me. Bills and Colts. This is going to be an interesting one. Bills are favored on the road, -4. It's come down from 4.5. I lean towards the Colts here because this is just a bad spot for the Bills. So kind of a fade of the Bills more than it is a play on the Colts for or anything. The Bills playing their fifth road game in 7 weeks. That's a lot of time on the road, a lot of travel, and that weighs on you, especially coming off an emotional win over their division rival last week. Went to the down to the wire with the Dolphins. It really shouldn't have, but it was a closer game than Bills players probably expected. And this is a little bit of a look ahead spot. They play the Chiefs next week. That game is a lot more important to them, just in terms of competition, than the Colts are this week. Bills also have some cluster injuries. No Keon Coleman at the wide receiver position. Amari Cooper is questionable. Now, the Bills wide receiving core has just gotten the job done every week, despite not having a number one target or a huge name with the pieces that they let go in this offseason, but they still seem to get it done. Nonetheless, I think we're going to get a better effort than we did from the Colts on Sunday night or Monday Night Football, whenever it was that they played the Vikings. And that was just not a good performance all around for Indianapolis. I think now being back home, I like the Colts. +4 to keep this one close. Falcons and Saints. This is another one they don't have a particularly strong take on. Falcons are laying 3.5 on the road, a divisional matchup. Total in this one is 46.5. But maybe do we get the coach fired bump? Because the Saints just fired their head coach, Dennis Allen. Darren Rizzi is the interim head coach. He's been promoted to that title, and the players seem to really like him. Saints are off a loss to the Panthers, too, by the way. So you're embarrassed losing to the worst team in the NFL last week. Your coach gets fired as a result. The Saints have lost 7 straight. It doesn't get a whole lot worse than that. But the talk in the locker room this week is that the team is still connected in New Orleans. There were maybe just some coaching issues and some questions there. Players starting to question Dennis Allen. Well, now he's gone. Do we get that bump? We've seen it a lot. The Raiders a couple seasons ago, even like when you switch quarterbacks with Bryce Young getting benched earlier this season. The Panthers the next week went out and won with Andy Dalton. So oftentimes that does fire a team up. I'm not sure I'm still willing to bet on that just because the Saints have been such a train wreck this year. But if you do like the Saints, even on the money line, +165, I don't think that's a terrible look, or take them just to cover because you're getting over a field goal at the +3.5 there. Bucks and 49ers, Tampa Bay welcoming in San Francisco, who's laying 6.5. I have to take the 49ers here. They're off of a bye, so they've had plenty of time to get healthy, which is a massive thing because that's health is just kind of what's hampered the 49ers all season. But you have Deebo Samuel back. He's healthy. Christian McCaffrey, not only healthy, but playing for the very first time this season. Again, 49ers, they're off of a bye. And the Bucs off of a deflating loss last week to the Chiefs in overtime. I mean, you stick with them pretty much the entire game. You have a touchdown late in the game to tie things, to go into overtime. And what happens? Well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they win the coin toss. And that never ends well for the opposing team because, well, the Chiefs score pretty much every time, the first time in overtime, and that ends the game. That's exactly what happened here. So I have to look at the 49ers laying the fairly large number, just under a touchdown on the road, but they're fired up. I mean, Deebo Samuel earlier this week told reporters that the morale around the team has never been higher because they finally have all their guys back. So 49ers -6.5, my play in that game. Steelers and Commanders. This is a Steelers or pass game from me. Steelers +3. Total in this one is 45. This is simply, I can't play against Mike Tomlin, right? Mike Tomlin off of a bye in his career, 13-4. And the Steelers, they are off of a bye in this game. And Mike Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks. 25-6 straight up. He's playing a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, who has looked phenomenal this season. But the defense that the Steelers are going to present is probably the best defense that the Commanders have seen in recent weeks. So I trust Mike Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks. He beat up Bo Nix pretty bad earlier this season. You have TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith at the linebacker position for the Steelers. That's going to be coming at Jaden Daniels all afternoon long. And for what it's worth, Russell Wilson has actually looked pretty well these past 2 weeks, over 6 yards per play in his last two games. Commander's defense is so soft that even if Russ regresses just a little bit, I still think the Steelers can have enough success to cover this number. So I like Steelers plus 3. It would be Steelers or pass in this game for me. Vikings and Jags. I don't have a particularly strong take on the side in this one, but I do like a prop, Aaron Jones, over 16.5 rushing attempts. The game script in this one tells me that the Vikings are going to be up late. No Trevor Lawrence, or at least he's not likely to play, and it's looking like he's going to be pretty doubtful. ETN, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, Tank Bigsby, they're all been limited in practice this week. I think Minnesota is going to utilize the run game a ton in the second half, and that's going to be all Aaron Jones. So 16.5 rushing attempts is the number. I love that. He had 19 and 21 carries in his last two games. I think he can get over this mark again today. Last game here in the NFL that I like, Titans and Chargers. Chargers are laying 7.5 at home. You're getting over, having to lay over a touchdown in a game that has a total of 39. Typically, I don't love to do that, but in this specific scenario, I love this one. Chargers -7.5, one of my favorite plays this week. Just a ton of injuries for the Titans. They lost their starting center, lost their starting safety. They have no Snead. The depth is just a massive concern. And you have a cross-country travel spot off of an overtime game against New England last week. Chargers have a ton of momentum coming into this one. They beat the Browns. Chargers have the number one scoring defense in the league, limiting teams to just under 12.5 points per game. And the Titans have scored no more than 20 points just once that they did that all season. That was against the Dolphins with Tyler Huntley. They couldn't move the ball. So I think the Chargers just absolutely demolished the Titans in this one. I will lay the big number. All right, moving on off the glass here. NBA slate for today, 13 games. We're going to keep things rolling with the Pacers and Hornets. I don't love a side in this one. Don't love a total. Pacers are laying 6.5, but I do like LaMelo Ball over 27.5 points. No Miles Bridges in the game tonight for Charlotte. And that's the big key here, because without Bridges on the floor, LaMelo Ball's usage rate just skyrockets. Nearly 45% usage rate without Bridges. The Pacers play fast. They have a bad defense, 23rd in defensive rating. So I think LaMelo Ball can get up a ton of shots tonight. He's averaging 28 points per game and shooting almost 40% from deep and 46% from the field. So LaMelo Ball over 27.5 points in that one. Warriors and Cavs, this is a big game tonight. Warriors are 4.5-point underdogs on the road in Cleveland. The Cavs are the last undefeated team on the season. So this could be a spot where Golden State hands them their first loss of the year. I do like the Warriors getting the points. Maybe some people think this could be a letdown spot after the Warriors beat the Celtics the other night. That was a huge win for them. I don't necessarily think that's the case because it's so early in the season, right? And you're playing a team that's undefeated. That's a spot that a team like the Warriors are still going to get up for. Steph has been so good against Cleveland in his career. He's averaging about 33 points the last three seasons against the Cavs. And the Warriors, they shoot a ton of threes. And I think that's going to help them keep them in the game as long as they can knock those down. The Cavs are the fourth highest, or giving up the fourth highest three-point percentage to opposing teams. So as long as the Warriors can get hot from three like they typically do, I think they can stick within this number at plus 4.5. Blazers and Timberwolves. Timberwolves are off a back-to-back. They just beat the Bulls last night in Chicago, despite trailing by 13 in the second half. They're now laying 12.5 at home. I don't love the Wolves in the full game here laying that number, but I do like the Wolves in the first quarter. I like either their team total over 29.5 or to cover the first quarter spread at -4. Minnesota has the sixth best offensive rating in the first quarter. They're averaging just under 30 points. But the main reason I like this one is because after the win last night in Chicago, Timberwolves players, Anthony Edwards in particular, came out and talked to the media a ton about how Minnesota's just gotten off to terrible starts lately, and they have to change that if they want to be a championship team, and they're going forward. So I like that this is a back-to-back in this scenario because they can put that into practice immediately, and I think that's going to be one of the main emphases for Minnesota tonight, is to get off to a fast start, to have their defense play a whole lot better than they are have been starting games. And I think that defense is going to turn itself into offense. So Wolves in the first quarter, team total over 29.5, or you could even take them to cover -4 against the Blazers. All right, 76ers and Lakers. Lakers are laying 7.5, which seems like a massive number for this Lakers team that's really not been all that great lately, but I do like it. I'm going to lay the points with LA. They're playing the 76ers that don't have Tyrese Maxey. He's out tonight. Embiid is still out. This is the Sixers' third straight road game. They played the Clippers on Wednesday, so they've stayed in LA, but then you get the LA nightlife spot, right? The guys are going out. They're hitting the town, hitting the LA clubs. I think there maybe could be some fatigue in this one for the Clippers. Plus, the Lakers are back home after 5 straight road games. So a very long road stretch. They're going to be happy to be back home, ready to go. I'll lay the points with the Lakers. Clippers and Kings, last game here that we'll talk about. I like the Kings -6.5. I know I'm laying a lot of favorites today, but I think this is just a great spot for the Kings. They're off a home win over Toronto. They've won 4 of their last 5, 3 of those 4 coming by at least 9 points. And the Clippers, yeah, they have won their last 2, but that was against the Spurs. And the Sixers doesn't say a whole lot to me. This is also a spot for the Clippers that's kind of tricky, right? A one-game road trip, you go to Sacramento to play one game before going back home to LA and hosting the Raptors tomorrow. So the front end of a back-to-back with kind of a funky travel spot and that it's just a one-game trip. I like the Kings -6.5, plus Domantas Sabonis has been playing out of his mind lately. I think he can continue that tonight. All right, moving on to model making money, bringing in Matt Horner to give us our 5-star play for today. Matt, what is the model like this afternoon?
Yeah, howdy there, Kate. We're going to go to college basketball. We're going to go with San Jose State -2 tonight. They're taking on Pacific. The model actually projects the Spartans as a massive -9 favorite in this. So, I mean, obviously getting -2, it's going to love that. So that's a 5-star play. And only 26% of the money in this game on the spread is on San Jose State. So people loving the underdog in this one, clearly. But again, the books are going to want San Jose State, and the model loves them at -2.
Very good, Matt. What do you like today? What's on your card?
Yeah, so we'll talk about college basketball here in a minute. I'm going to go to the ice, though. Capitals on the money line against Pittsburgh tonight. You're going to have to lay -165, but I'd only throw a unit on that to win about 0.6 of a unit or so. I talked about and I wrote about how the Capitals are a sleeper in the Metro this year. I liked a lot of the moves they made over the summer. Pittsburgh has looked dreadful on defense. They're allowing 33 shots per game. And in net, they've gone through 3 different netminders, and the best one they have has a .900 save percentage. It's been just horrible on the defensive side. Capitals, on the other hand, have been great defensively. They've been great in net, and they're just a much better team. I mean, they're surging right now. They're 7-1 at home. People are going to play into the Crosby versus Ovechkin rivalry that's been going on for so many years. But the Capitals are just a much better overall team. So I'm going with Washington tonight on the money line against Pittsburgh.
Love it. I have not bet any NHL this season, so I will be following your lead for all NHL picks going forward, Matt. We had absolutely unreal Thursday night football game. Maybe one of the best we've had all season, although that's not exactly hard to top some of the early Thursday night football games that we saw. But what do you have your eye on for Sunday's Week 10 slate in the NFL?
Yeah, Thursday nights, I mean, they're usually terrible, but that was a great one between two. I mean, the Bengals are 4-6 with that offense. Crazy. So I talked earlier in the week about how I was on the Texans +4.5. I got that number. They're 3.5 now. I still like 3.5 here. 88% of the money is on the Lions, and I pretty much say this every single week, and I bet against the Lions ATS every single week. It's disgusting. If you don't want to do it, I don't blame you at all, but the books are going to need the Texans here. They would love the Texans to win outright. It's the same story every single week, so I'm going to be taking the Texans. I'm actually going to go opposite here. A lot of people love the Steelers in this game against the Commanders, which is shocking to me. The Commanders are usually a public team almost every single week, but right now 70% of the money is on the Pittsburgh Steelers as an underdog, and they're actually the most bet underdog this week to win outright against the Commanders at home. I was shocked by those numbers, but people are loving Pittsburgh. So I'm going to go with the Commanders -2.5 here. I quite like them. If all these people are going to love the Steelers as an underdog, I'm going to go the opposite way. And then I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +6.5. Nobody believes in them at all. They've got so many injuries all over the place. They're taking on the 49ers. 87% of the money is on the 49ers. They're getting Christian McCaffrey back. So you know the public is just going to be throwing cash at the 49ers here against an injury-riddled Bucs team that has a terrible defense. 6.5 points, I'll take that. The 49ers have not proven to me that they are some dominant team, so I'll take the points with the Bucs.
Yeah, you love to play against the public, Matt. And for the most part, I mean, yeah, the public has won the last couple of weeks, but it's about time that the books clean up. So this might be the weekend to do so. How about in college football tomorrow? We've got some big games, Georgia, Ole Miss, Alabama, LSU. What do you have your eye on in college football?
Yeah, so the first one I'm going to right away is Ole Miss plus +3 against Georgia. Georgia, I don't understand why people love them so much. I mean, obviously, they've been great over the past several years, way better than Ole Miss has. The public perception of them is much higher overall as a team. They're getting 76% of the money here, laying 2.5, 3 against Ole Miss on the road. I have not seen anything from Georgia that says they are a much better team than Ole Miss. Carson Beck, his draft stock has tanked. I mean, he was going to be like a first-round pick. I don't even know if he's going to be drafted around the same spot as Stetson Bennett was, because he's looked so terrible. He's looked lost out there in this offense. Now they're going on the road again against a really underrated and really good Ole Miss team that's going to be playing for their season here. They have 2 losses. If they lose this game, they're done. They ain't making the playoffs. So I like Ole Miss catching 3. I think they might win the game outright. And then I'm going to go to Alabama -3 against LSU. Everybody loves the underdog, LSU here. Alabama going on the road, people don't want to take that because, again, Alabama hasn't looked the greatest in the world, and they want to take LSU at home here, getting 3 points. 70% of the money on LSU in this game. I'll take Alabama money line -2.5. And then Michigan +14.5. I've bet against Indiana over and over again. The Indiana is the Detroit Lions of college football. I just bet against them all the time, and they always just cover. Doesn't seem to matter. But again, going to be going with them here. 68% of the money is on Indiana against Michigan. I'll take the 2 touchdowns with Michigan on the road. It's disgusting. It's horrible. And just like the Lions bet, if you don't want to take it, I don't blame you, but this is what I do. So I'm going to be taking Michigan +14.5. Oh, yeah. Kate?
Sorry about that, Matt. I had myself muted. There are sirens going on outside my window, so I muted myself there. I was just saying, what you also do, other than fading the public, is betting very well in college basketball, right? I mean, I just saw a tweet you put out. You've been 5-0 so far. So what is on the college basketball card for today or even this weekend?
Yeah, so tonight we're going with North Carolina +7.5 here. Again, 74% of the cash right now over at BetMGM is on Kansas spread. Tar Heels just came off a game against a school named Elon that nobody would ever think it would be close. The Tar Heels were laying 27.5 in that game, and they actually trailed with 7 minutes left, 71-69. Of course, eventually there at the end, they pulled away and they won the game against Elon. But that type of performance, the public's not going to like that. They're going to look at that and be like, oh, this team, they must be a fraud. Now they got to take on the number one team in the nation in Kansas that is stacked. I don't like Kansas's defense, though. I think they have maybe like 1 or 2 guys that are actually pretty good on defense. And I think the Tar Heels with that guard play can have a lot of success against them. Not say they're going to win, but the books would definitely love it, because I guarantee you they have ML parlay liabilities all over Kansas tonight. But I'll take the 7.5. I think that's too many points here with North Carolina. Hopefully we get a better game than we did with Gonzaga and Baylor starting off the season. Also going to go with New Mexico +5. This is the perfect type of spread I like when betting college basketball. UCLA ranked 22nd in the country, and when a ranked team is taking on an unranked team, the public is always, always, always all over the ranked team, no matter what the spread is. It's 4.5, 5, depending, at the place. But BetMGM has 4.5 right now, and I'd take that. UCLA, 80% of the tickets right now, but only 20% of the money, which is telling you that on 20% of tickets, almost 80% of the cash is on New Mexico. And normally that would scare me a bit, because the books might need UCLA to cover. But with the amount of money line parlays that are going to be on UCLA and the parlay liability on the spread as well, I expect New Mexico, they're going to want them to cover or possibly win this game outright. So give me the Lobos here, plus five.
Love it, Matt. You've been great lately. Hope you can continue that this weekend. Thanks for your time. We appreciate all the picks. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, Kate.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, going on to college football, back to gridiron glass. We just talked about it with Matt, but Georgia, Ole Miss, I'm going to go the other side. I know he mentioned that a ton of people are riding with Georgia and there's a ton of money on that, but I like the Dogs in this one, despite what we've seen from Carson Beck. And it has not been pretty. Matt's right. Carson Beck, a ton of turnovers lately. He just can't hold on to the football. I mean, that has to change if Georgia wants to win this game. But the Bulldogs have won 11 of their last 12 meetings with Ole Miss. So Kirby Smart has their number. They've won four straight by double digits since their loss against Alabama earlier this year, Georgia, that is. And outside of their loss to Alabama, who have they lost to in the last 3 years? Kirby Smart beats everyone but a team named Alabama. So I like the Bulldogs getting or laying the points here, even though they're on the road and they're laying a field goal. Ole Miss's run game has been struggling a little lately. And the passing game, I think, is going to be mitigated a bit by Georgia's secondary. Now, Georgia's passing game outside of the turnover issue has been good. They're averaging 300 yards per game. Again, Carson Beck just needs to keep those turnovers in check. I think he can do that in this matchup. So I will lay the three with Georgia. Michigan and Indiana, I'm also going to go against Matt in this one. I'm going to lay the points with Indiana, 14.5. I know that's over two field goals, so it's a huge number, but Michigan doesn't have a quarterback. What are they going to do at quarterback right now? They have absolutely no pass game whatsoever that makes them extremely one-dimensional. And Michigan's going to have to run the ball, but that's tough to do against Indiana that has one of the nation's best run defenses. Michigan could also be without its top two cornerbacks in Johnson and Hill. And Indiana's leading the way in the Big Ten in yards per game, points per game. Indiana's won every game this season by double digits. I think they can do that again and cover this 14.5. Plus, they want to keep their playoff hopes alive and get into it, especially with, I believe they have Ohio State coming up on the schedule. They're going to need to continue to win these and win them big. So I'll lay the points with Indiana. Alabama and LSU. I'm going to take the points with LSU. This is arguably the biggest game of the weekend because it has playoff implications in that whoever loses this game is likely eliminated from the playoffs. This one's going to come down to quarterback play. Jalen Milroe, I think, is the better between the two because of his dual threat capabilities, but Garrett Nussmeier has been great this season at times as well. LSU's defense does struggle containing running quarterbacks, but LSU's also had 2 weeks to prepare for this. They've had a bye, so they're coming in fully healthy, rested, ready to go. And what has Alabama really showed us lately? Two losses in their last four games. In one of those wins, they barely got past South Carolina. Sure, they just beat up on Missouri, but Missouri is not a good football team. So I will take the points with the home underdog, LSU, getting three. Washington and Penn State. Penn State's coming off of that loss to Ohio State last week, a disappointing loss. But I'm going to lay the points with the Nittany Lions, minus 13.5. I like that it's under two touchdowns. They can't lose another game if they want to get into the college football playoffs, because you're going to have Oregon ahead of them in the Big Ten and you're going to have Ohio State ahead of them in the Big Ten, assuming that the Buckeyes win out. So this is a big, just a must win going forward for Penn State. James Franklin, what does he do? Doesn't beat top ranked teams, beats up on those lesser opponents. Washington is certainly one of those lesser opponents. They've lost their last three losses have all come on the road. So they are on the road again in Penn State. Not a good spot for them. I like the Nittany Lions to cover there. One of my favorite this weekend, it's not necessarily one of the biggest games on the card, but Miami minus 11 at Georgia Tech. This is the Mario Cristobal revenge game. If you remember last year against Georgia Tech, Miami decided to run the clock out instead of just taking a knee. That led to a fumble, a last second game winning 44-yard touchdown pass from Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech. And Miami lost that game. Now, King has a shoulder injury. He could miss, could be back. We aren't quite sure yet. But teams have to air it out in order to keep up with Miami. And how good is King's shoulder going to feel throwing the ball a ton in this game. I'm not sure it's going to be all that great. Georgia Tech allows over 22 points per game, and Miami owns the second best passing game, over 360 yards per game. They're averaging more than 46 points. I think the Canes continue to cruise in this one. All right, wrapping things up here with Kate's plays. I'm going to start it off with our prop lock for the weekend. I'm going to go to that Vikings and Jaguars game. I love the Aaron Jones over 16.5 rushing attempts. Game strip, once again, no Trevor Lawrence, or likely not to play for the Jaguars. It looks like it's trending that way. They have a ton of players that are listed as questionable. ETN, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, Tank Bigsby, they've all been limited in practice this week. We'll see how many of those players are able to go. But the Vikings on the road laying a touchdown, I think that this is going to be a second half where we see the ground game utilized a ton for Minnesota. They're going to work the clock, keep the ball on the ground, and Aaron Jones is going to have the ball in his hand just a ton. So 16.5 rushing attempts for Aaron Jones. He had 19, 21 carries in his last two games. I think he gets over this number again against the Jaguars. My dog of the day, my dog of Sunday, is what we're going to go with. I like the Colts +4. Again, just a bad spot for the Bills. They're playing their fifth road game in 7 weeks. They're off an emotional divisional win last week against the Dolphins, a game that was much closer than it should have been. You also have a little bit of a look-ahead spot with the Bills playing the Chiefs next week. And injuries at the wide receiver position for Buffalo. No Keon Coleman. He was just ruled out a little bit earlier today. Amari Cooper is questionable. I like the Colts to bounce back from pretty poor performance last week against the Vikings and stick within this number at home. My best bet for today, Timberwolves first quarter over 29.5 points. Again, sixth best in offensive rating in the first quarter. They're averaging just under 30 points per game. And they've talked a lot about needing to start games faster, playing better off the jump. I think they get that done tonight. Wolves over 29.5 points at home against the Blazers. That's going to do it for us here on Send It In. Thanks for watching and following along. PJ will be back. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.